You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And so Cherington wanted Flores today. MLB.com updated its Pirates prospect rankings. Flores is not even in the top 10. He's below the shortstop the Pirates got back from the Reds for Key Brian Hayes.
Stafora,
he's below Nick York, who the Pirates have kept at AAA all year because he's been bad. York is 8. And Flores is 11. I'm talking about Travis Sochek, who once upon a time wrote a book called Big Dad of Baseball, which was about the Pirates' rise from the ashes, 20 years of losing to becoming a playoff team for 3 straight years. Travis joins us now. Travis, around baseball, are teams nonplussed by what the Pirates got back for David Bednar and the rest of the deals they made?
Yeah, the Pirates are definitely going against, you know, consensus, I think, with this return. And Cherington even said as much yesterday, I believe, when he said there were higher ranked players. And a lot of the public rankings are consensus amongst team officials, scouts, scouting directors, that sort of thing. So the Pirates did go against the league consensus in this return. And you could argue they shouldn't be married to consensus. And if they have a strong belief, they, you know, it's their jobs on the line, their evaluations that they really need to believe in. But going against a crowd is often risky. And I think the consensus would be, and as you mentioned, there's perhaps never been a stronger market in terms of return for relief pitchers. To not do a little better is a little perplexing.
Travis, the thing about Flores that I'm struggling to figure out is, even though the consensus is that he's not close to a guy like Eduardo Tate, who reportedly a lot of people are suggesting the Pirates absolutely could have had in a Bednar trade with the Phillies, and instead he went to the Twins, of course. I've seen people say that this Rafael Flores is big league ready, I believe he was termed by Jeff Passan, who is usually not very complimentary of the Pirates. I've seen other people say, and the stats would more bear this out, that he's got to have like some significant time at AAA before we even see what this guy is as far as a more polished big league prospect. What have you actually heard about the specific player and where he is on his development curve?
Yeah, I think it's he is an older prospect. He's going to be 25 next season. So he needs to be close if he's not ready. But you look at his, he just was promoted to AAA and only 50 plate appearances, but he's batting .211. With a home run and a 27% strikeout rate. So to me, he doesn't scream like he could step in tomorrow and be an above average major league hitter. And I do think, you know, that you look at the Fangraphs projection system, they have him, if he came up today, he'd be an 84 WRC plus guy, which, not to get too nerdy, but 100 is league average. So if he came up today, they project he'd be 16% worse than the average major league hitter. And that's a problem because he might not be a catcher. So there's a lot of pressure. You know, if he does have to play first base or if he spends time at DH, you really have to hit. And he's an older prospect. You know, he needs to be ready next year if he isn't today. And there's going to be a lot of pressure in the bat. And not to go too much on a tangent, but I think there's a huge risk in taking on catching prospects. We've seen it with, you know, Tony Sanchez back when I was covering the Pirates, Henry Davis, of course, a first overall pick. There is so much, the defensive, the position on the field is demanding. It puts wear and tear in the bat. And if the player is not an adept framer, handler of a pitching staff, game caller, if you can't control the running game, then there's tremendous pressure on the bat to move to a different position. So I think it's a high risk position to bet on, and they bet on it twice in this return, which is another interesting, I think I'm going off on a tangent, but it's just another kind of layer to this trade that I think puts a lot more pressure on the return.
Travis Sawchek, who wrote a book about the Pirates' rise from the depths of baseball in his book Big Data Baseball, now more than 10 years ago, is joining us on the show. And Ben Cherington, the rumor that is out there, the report is from Noah Hyles, that Bailey Falter was a non-tender candidate. And that's why they traded a guy with an ERA in the high threes with years of control left, who's also left-handed, an ERA plus over 100, to the Royals for a 28-year-old relief pitcher who's made five appearances and a first baseman who was not even on the Royals' top 30 list. Travis, explain to me how that's fair return for Bailey Falter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't believe he'd be a non-tender candidate. I mean, I'm not saying he is, you know, Chris Sale at his peak, but he's had a nice season. He's been a positive major league contributor in a number of seasons. Yeah, he's had an uneven career, but he's been a really nice fit at PNC Park, which is especially kind of left-handed pitchers with the deep left field. So I just can't believe he'd be a non-tender candidate. That would be head-scratching to me if that was really how the Pirates viewed him. And yeah, I wouldn't expect a monster return, but while there's a lot of relief pitching available, the starting pitching market, this trade deadline was pretty thin. So even if a contender didn't view Falter as someone they want to, you know, start a game in a postseason series, he could still provide some quality depth through August through September. So I have to believe, there's some interest in him. Maybe not by the Royals' return, but he is an interesting guy with Falter, with that great extension and, you know, pretty good command. He's a guy who has value. So he's a guy, if there was no market for, I'd want to hold on to him because, look, even though Bubba Chandler's, close, I would think, even though they have Jared Jones coming back at some point, you still want to have pitching depth. And he's not someone who you're going to have to pay even the budget-conscious Pirates, you're not going to have to pay him a ton. So, yeah, that was a head-scratcher, even maybe more so than the return for Bednar. I mean, at least with Flores, he does, the top catching prospect in that, or first base catching first base prospect. At least he does have big exit velocities, big raw power. You can dream on that. But there's really nothing to dream on in the Falter return.
Speaking of, well, returns, the Pirates didn't get any, apparently, that they liked for IKF, for Tommy Pham, for Andrew Heaney. How do you square, Ben, according to Ben Cherington, essentially, just this market not being there? I could maybe see it for Heaney. Pham is suddenly, Travis, I'm sure you know this, out of nowhere, one of the hottest hitting outfielders in baseball over the last month plus. And IKF is the kind of guy you would think contenders would want to grab because he can play a bunch of positions and give you serviceable offense. What do you make of the fact that the Pirates did not get rid of any of those three expiring deals?
Yeah, ideally you get something for all those guys. You know, Pham has been out of nowhere on this tear. I don't really know what baseball thinks of that. If anyone is willing to see if this lightning caught in the bottle would extend into August and September. Haney, you know, I think any pitcher who is healthy could provide something, but you know, I'm going to trust that the market was just not, you know, really biting on these players. I have to believe that Pirates are doing everything they could to get some return for them in this lost season. But yeah, you look at just as a collection, this trade deadline portfolio they had, it is surprising that they weren't able to move more pieces and that in this relief pitcher market, they didn't get more for Bednar, and the Falter trade was a head scratcher. So yeah, I thought they would return. I thought there'd be more openings down the rotation. I thought they'd be able to move more pitchers. Keller too is a guy, if you're trying to create financial flexibility, he is a guy who you think could produce some return too. Brian Reynolds, if you're trying to, is he a guy who also should have been listened to on a longer-term contract? But just in the short-term contract guys, I am surprised they weren't able to get something in return.
Travis, you wrote a book about how the Pirates, you know, invented new ways and came up with enterprising ideas to end 20 years of losing and make the playoffs. Do you think that could happen again here?
Well, you know, a lot of, that run was really remarkable when you think about it. How they put that together, I stand by that. But there's so much more data that's come in the game, so many more training regimen adjustments that have come in. You think about, there was no Statcast when that book was published. There was no get the ball in the air, that the fly ball revolution had not come online yet. There's no pitch design. So the game has changed a lot. And I think those Pirates had the great advantage of, it was still very, even though Moneyball had been out a while and people were hiring analysts in the front office, there was still a lot of low-hanging fruit to pluck. And, you know, they embraced the defensive shifts and they had
pitch framers.
When no one was, people wondered why they paid Russell Martin. They got early into the pitch framing market. So that was an example of two areas of low-hanging fruit that they plucked and benefited immensely from. And, of course, they also had Andrew McCutchen at MVP level for him, too. But I think a lot of low-hanging fruit has been plucked. So now you're going against, you know, big-money teams with more analysts, smarter front offices that have taken all these advantages that the Rays and other smart Brewers, other smart small-market teams have, you know, kind of brought into the game. And it's harder to find edges. It's harder to find advantages. So I'm not saying it's not possible, but the degree of it's much harder. The degree of difficulty to find these edges in such a competitive landscape is really tough. And if you're not willing to put any money into free agency or take on any contracts and trades, it makes it even more difficult. So, you know, the clock ticking in the background is the team control over Paul Skeen. So they have to come up with some great scouting finds and great internal development, because it's a very small window of opportunity that they have to take advantage of.
Travis Sawchik covered baseball, went viral yesterday for his reaction to the Flores trade, and wrote a book, Big Data Baseball, on the Pirates when they were actually good 10 years ago. Thank you, Travis. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.